Thank you. That will be all that is required of you. Close the door on your way out, please. Good evening, officer. As you can likely deduce from the copious amounts of paperwork on my desk, I am not in the best of moods. My schedule is completely full for the foreseeable future, so let's not waste any time. I'm sure you've already gathered that you haven't been summoned to have some tea and pleasant chatter with me. But unfortunately, for my original plans for the evening, this matter must be addressed sooner rather than later, and I'm afraid it has already gone unchecked for a while now. Your behavior as of late has not gone unnoticed by myself or your fellow commanding officers. Don't look surprised. It isn't very convincing. I selected you for your skills in combat and leadership, not in acting. Shall I elaborate then? It was flattering at first, how you'd pay extra attention to my form as I gave instructions, how you'd make time to attend any performances I chose to give, how you'd stay close to me as we made perimeter checks during the evening. It's important to form a good relationship with one's direct subordinates, I thought. However, I could no longer abide by your attraction as soon as it began to affect your work ethic. Your lingering touches would leave me rather frustrated. In more ways than one, admittedly. I have allowed this behavior to slide for possibly longer than I should have, and I take responsibility for my error in judgment. And you must take responsibility for your wandering attention. I trust that you understand your duty, officer. Your loyalties are for our nation, as are mine. I simply cannot allow anyone under my supervision become distracted by my body or otherwise. So, I've come up with a solution which should prove rather agreeable for both of us. I get the stress relief I need, and you get me out of your mind by fucking me. You heard me right. I have my needs, and you clearly have yours. It's a mutually beneficial agreement. However, it is your choice. Unless the situation is truly dire, I shall never abuse my position as your superior to force anything you do not wish to do upon you. This is no dangerous situation, only one which requires swift correction. I also do not believe my proposal is too egregious on your morals. I do pay notice to the habits of my men. Your visits to the brothels, nor your returns during late nights with a woman upon your arm, have gone unnoticed. I'm simply observing such a fact, officer. Be at ease. It's perfectly natural for a man of your age and your disposition, might I add, to seek intimate companionship. Think of this as a more personal form of expressing remorse for your behavior. Nevertheless, if you do not find my proposal agreeable, I'm afraid the alternative is for you to take a mandatory leave for a cycle in order to clear your mind. No, not a demotion. That shouldn't be necessary. Unless you continue to be sloppy in your work. The truth is, you've done good work for me, officer. I do not wish to damage our existing rapport by giving a harsh punishment. My alternative style of discipline is a one-time offer. If you refuse, we will not speak of this again. Well then, shall we pay my bedchambers a visit, or... Oh, perfect. Undress for me, officer, and sit down on the bed. Myself? That is not your concern at the moment. What you should focus on instead is how you ought to be servicing me. Now, kiss me, officer. I see your hands going for me. Insatiable. Already wanting to grope me through my uniform. Perhaps a reminder of who's in charge here is needed. I simply must enforce this. You are not to touch me as you please. Only when I allow you to roam your hands across my body will you do so. In exactly the manner I ask of you. Am I understood? Good. Now then, arms above your head. Hold them there as I fetch something. Surprised to see these? Silk ribbons are sturdier than they appear, officer. I suppose you'll find out firsthand. I won't be performing my usual routine this evening. In fact, you shall be pleasing me. A more active performance between two, if you will. And there we are. That shouldn't be too tight. But it's certainly holding quite securely. I've had many experiences with these, you see. Be good for me. You may address me using whatever term you prefer. If you have no inclination, Miss shall work just fine. Shall we begin? Very well. I believe an exercise in restraint shall be the first, seeing as that is what you seem to lack. You're to pleasure me with your mouth as I suck your cock. But know this. You are not allowed to come unless I have given you permission to do so. Am I understood? Respond verbally, officer. Good. I shall situate myself first, then. Taking my outer robe off. Are you excited for the show? Don't get too excited. I'm leaving most everything on for the moment. You'll be receiving a close-up of me tonight. Nice and intimate as I lower myself onto your face. Now, be good and lick my pussy with broad strokes of your tongue. Just like that. I see that you follow orders well in bed. Get me nice and wet. I want to be soaking wet. Oh, before I even think about taking them off. My. Oh, there's certainly little need for me to get you ready. Oh, watching your hard and twitching cock as my breath passes over it. Have you dreamed about making me moan like this? Your tongue is very eager, though I don't blame you. Usually, all covered up in dress robes. More protective equipment. It's a rare opportunity to have me like this. So don't squander it. Do I smell and taste as good as you imagined? You certainly taste good to me. I recall you tensed up as I adjusted your posture during a sparring contest, officer. Was it distracting? Having my body pressed against your back. Is that corrected? The positioning of your arms. Tonight, you can be as captivated by my body as you please. Empty your mind and just focus on how my lips feel around your cock while you keep servicing me. How about I massage your balls while licking the tip? Oh. You've been behaving well so far, dear. I should reward you by taking my panties off and giving you easier access to me. There we go. I'll get back onto your face. Don't you worry. Oh, part my lips with each lick. Oh, spread my wetness to my clit. Shall I press down on your hips with my other hand to stop you from trying to buck into my mouth? Yes, I believe I should. How much have you thought about this moment? Perhaps you've even pleasured yourself thinking about your captain like this. And taking her into your bedchambers after a particularly strenuous training session. Or maybe you've made love with another woman while replacing her likeness with mine in your mind. How scandalous, officer. I think I might take my time making you messy with my mouth. Or I could. That's it. Groan into my pussy. You think you like it? I'm gonna take you fully into my throat, officer. As I moan around you. I think you like having your head between my strong thighs while your hands are restrained. Oh, just grind down. I don't know. Keep eating me out, darling. Or I'll stop and leave you like this. Tied up and utterly unsatisfied. Oh, lick me. Lick me like I'm the only thing you've had to eat for days. God, that feels good. God, that feels so good. You're throbbing. In my hand, too. Remember, you're not allowed to come without permission. No matter how good my mouth feels around you, or how well I'm teasing you with my tongue, don't come. Be obedient for me. I want you to save your orgasm for when I ride you. Oh, that's right, darling. Oh, if you behave, you'll get to come inside me tonight. Oh, you like the sound of that, don't you? Oh, you're dripping pre-cum now. Oh, you're so turned on, aren't you? Keep serving me just like that. Oh, suck on my clit. Oh, I want to be aching for release as you are. Oh, that's it. Oh, I love when you flick and circle it with your tongue. Oh, worship my pussy, baby. Fuck. Oh, I'm getting close. All right, stop. Stop licking me now. Let me take a few moments. Oh, you wanted to come, didn't you? So swollen and sensitive, dear. Oh, and those balls must be so full of cum for me. Let me straddle your hips again, pressing against that hard cum. I love Tasting myself on your tongue. Let me untie your hands. You've been so well behaved after all. What do you think? Are you ready for me to ride you now? Beg for it. Tell me how badly you want to be inside my dripping pussy. Oh, very good, officer. I give you permission to slide your cock inside of me and fuck me as hard as you'd like. Oh, fuck. Fuck, not so fast. Oh, hold my hips. Oh, while I ride you. Oh, fuck. I want you to buck your hips up into me, baby. That's it. Oh, make my ass bounce. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good. Pumping into me like that. Oh, do you feel every bit as good as you imagine? Oh, I bet I do. Oh, you look like you're in bliss right now. Enjoying the view, aren't you? Oh, my tits. Oh, you see them bouncing so nicely as you fuck me? God, yes. Squeeze. Oh, pinch my nipples. Oh, I wanted this too, you know. Oh, how did you feel? All your lips pressing against my skin. Oh, so eagerly. Oh, your rough hands. Oh, groping every part of my body. Oh, your breath. Hot and ragged against my neck. Oh, you're just ravaging me in my bed. So just give it to me. Pound me hard. Oh, fuck. Yes. Spank my ass. Get it nice and red. Fucking me like a man possessed. And I love it. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, take me. Oh, make me scream for you. Oh, fuck. Oh, well. I suppose. I didn't explicitly say. Oh, you couldn't flip us over. I think you like this view even more. Oh, me pinned down underneath you. Oh, my legs spread nice and open. I'm not a dancer for nothing, you know. I could bend in all sorts of positions for you. As long as you remember, I'm in control here, and I have no objections to you fucking me into the mattress. Now kiss me as you fuck me. Put your cock inside me, baby. Ah, that's it. Put my legs on your shoulders and take me as hard as you want. Oh, God, yes. Push deep into me like this. Every inch of you. Pulsing inside my pussy. Quivering for release. Fuck me faster. Make it hard for me to walk tomorrow. Yes. Oh, fuck me. Exactly how I want to be fucked. Oh, I don't care. There's other people here. Use me. Like you would. A tavern whore. Just hearing that turn you on. The thought of comparing your captain to a shameless harlot, making your imagination run wild. Don't think I didn't notice you fucking me harder. I'll keep bucking your hips into me as I clench around you. But I'll make my body shake. I'll keep using my body. I'm getting close, baby. Oh, you're gonna make me come all over that perfect cock. Oh, yes. Yes, you have permission to come now. Oh, rail me hard. Pump every drop of your gum inside me. Oh, like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, come with me.
Oh, goodness. Oh, you came so much for me. I can feel it. Oh, dripping out. Oh, here. Oh, let me take a look at your wrists. Oh, you can lay your head on my chest and let me stroke your head. I'm sure this will prove to be a memorable lesson, as well as an enjoyable one, officer. We shall have to wait and see if further discipline shall be required. We'll get cleaned up, and I shall have to change my bed sheets. Are you serious? Well, I suppose I could share your bed, officer. Will you keep your hands to yourself this time? That's what I like to hear.